Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
That's right, boys and girls, you're listening to the one and only Probo Show, coming to you live at 8:30 a.m. Central European Time. A very, very good morning to you, our international listeners, today and every day all around the world. It is an absolute honor to be here with you. A big good morning to Born to Iron Man, who says, good morning, Rob and friends, Vero. Good morning, beautiful warriors around the universe and beyond. Eugene, hi guys, how are you doing? Eugene joining us all the way from Russia. I'm going to have to ask Natch a favour. Quite an unprofessional one, Natch. Could you bring me my mobile phone? Sorry, I'm a disaster. I came into the studio with no mobile phone. What do you want? And I have to read messages and things. Wait, you can't find it. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Well, it's okay. We can save it to the second half, Natch. It's not a big deal. We can find out what Instagram said in the second half. The bridge is here. Good morning, Rob. Gotcha. I think we're in for a bumpy ride today. Really? I don't think so. I think we're in for a really nice, calm experience. Don't worry about it, Natch. It's good. I think it's in my big jacket, maybe the inside pocket. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Maybe I've lost it. I don't know. Ah, dude. Legend. This is live radio, folks. What do you want? It's live radio. Okay, and also, Carmen, good morning, gentle creatures. Oh, how you doing, friends? If you want to be as cool and as sexy as those people listening to the show right now or joining us live in the audience, then it's very, very simple, my friends. You just go to twitch.tv/natural legend. Thank you. He didn't come out on camera, have you noticed? It's because of his morning, you know? He's still tired at this time. You can join us on twitch.tv/... professional bohemian. If you want to interact with the show outside of our live times, you can do that at Instagram @@professionalbohemian, or you can interact with all the news and things that I use in the shows every day. A new post goes up on Patreon that you can check out there. Thank you, Natch, savior of the Probo Show. Give yourself a Probo approved, man. Otherwise, I would have been saying
Probo approved.
You know, I would have been guessing the things today. All right, anyway, here we are. All righty then, what do we have lined up for you today? Oh my god, it's a good one. Today's topic, theme, if you like, is a little bit, it's been robbed from a conversation we had on the lunchtime show. So today's 100 humans. We asked to name a desirable feature when looking to buy or rent a home. Something, you know, something that you would consider something that you would enjoy or like or a must have when you're looking for a new home. In today's Complete the News, we'll find out why France is endangering a species in Asia. That's a good one. You don't want to miss it. And today's unpopular opinion, here we go, lifted directly from the lunchtime show, is... home ownership is overrated. Again, I'm a little bit confused on how to translate this one, Natch. La propiedad de vivienda está sobrevalorada? No, right?
I would say tener una vivienda en propiedad.
Tener una vivienda en propiedad está sobrevalorado. Valorada. All right, I got the nod. I got the Natch nod, friends. It's true, we've gone, we're down in the 200 region on Apple Podcasts. Wow. Apple Podcast, Comedy Spain. And as I reduce in level there, you know, my level of Spanish goes down. I lean on the Natch more and more. All right, friends, well, that's what's coming up in today's show. But later on, let's see what's going on in the world. I'm here, you're here, Natch is here, our angelic podcast listeners are here. Let's see. Because of his morning jeta. What's jeta, Natch?
Jeta es cara.
Ah, yeah, that's it. He's got morning face. What you guys don't know is that Natch actually sleeps in there. You know? He does. When we talk about his Natch family. But really, we're all part of the Natch family. All right, so let's get into it, shall we? We've got some interesting news today. A homeowner, un proprietario. Oof, we're sticking to the theme, right? A homeowner baffled. Desconcertado, I think you might say. A homeowner baffled after his washing machine. Después de que la lavadora, his washing machine, uses 3.6 gigabytes of internet a day. What? Proprietario desconcertado después de que la lavadora use 3.6 gigabytes. How do you say gigabytes in Spanish, actually?
Igual, gigabytes.
Gigabytes. De datos de internet al día. Have you noticed, Nacho? I'm only getting confused with the words that are the same in English and Spanish. No, I'm just saying, great teacher. Great teacher. So it's true, our homeowner in San Francisco was surprised to find his LG washing machine was consuming approximately 3.6 gigabytes of internet daily, a situation he discovered while troubleshooting his home network's slow performance. 3.6 gigabytes? From what they tell me, that's enough for a HD movie, Natch. His washing machine is watching, like, the Lord of the Rings trilogy. He has no idea. Propiedad. Thank you, Bridge. Thank you. A lot of pronunciation advice here. This is one of the reasons why the Natch is the Oracle Barra God, /God. He gets you everything you need. It's true. He gets me everything I need. And that's only what happens on air. You aren't around for the massages and things. Guy's a legend. Sorry, Nat. By the way, yeah, someone reminded me. Weren't you supposed to write a LinkedIn referral or whatever for Nat? I am. I will. Sorry, I've been busy. So you guys don't understand. Like, I want to do it as a professional. He's the best sound technician I've ever worked with. But I also don't want to lose him. So it's a tightrope balance, you know? I don't know how this thing's going to pan out. Okay, let's see. This unusual data usage, equivalent to streaming high-definition video for an hour, prompted him to contact LG for an explanation. LG has since been in touch with the customer and is investigating the incident, which appears to be isolated. The event has sparked discussions online about data usage and privacy implications of smart appliances, as they can collect significant amounts of user data. Dude, of all the appliances in my house, Natch, the washing machine is the one I least want having an attachment to the internet. I just, you know, I don't feel safe with that. That and my dishwasher, you know, giving medical advice. This guy's going to die of a heart attack. He needs to eat better. Less barbecue sauce for Rob. This incident has led to broader conversations about the balance between technological convenience and privacy. Someone answer this to, what is more convenient about having a washing machine that is hooked up to the internet? Why does it need to be? I don't understand, man. Highlighting concerns of a long-term data tracking by smart devices. Yeah, I miss dumb devices. You know, I don't need my toaster to act as a mood ring. I don't need my toaster to be contacting medical services. You know, I don't need my toaster to tell me the weather. I don't need my star sign read by my smart spoon, you know. Just chill out, tech. You know, dumb devices are cool too. All right, let's continue. Oh, God. You're going to like this one, Natch. An AI robot sparks outrage. Un robot de inteligencia artificial provoca indignación. Woo! After groping, después de, I think it's a manosear. Oh, look at that. I got a raised eyebrow there.
Nivelazo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm on fire today, Nach. After groping a reporter, un reportero, durante una entrevista en vivo. So during a live interview, this robot groped the reporter. It touched the reporter inappropriately. Is it just me, or are these things really getting more human? They've just caught up to the 70s. in terms of intelligence and how to behave in polite society. They're now in 1970. Eventually, they'll catch up with us. An AI robot named Mohammed caused controversy after it appeared to inappropriately touch a reporter during a live interview at DeepFest, an event showcasing global artificial intelligence advancements. The incident, captured in a 7-second video, shows the reporter reacting by flinching and raising her hand in astonishment. Developed by Saudi AI and robotics firm QSS, Mohammed is described as a fully autonomous robot designed to perform tasks in hazardous conditions and improve safety and human risk, reduce human risk. Yeah, they've managed to make an AI Donald Trump. They've done it. We've gotten there, folks. Yeah, obviously. It is the AI Donald Trump, so we are a couple of decades away from achieving human intelligence. Okay, I better stop. No more death threats this week. It's been 1 week since our last death threat, Natch. We need to behave. The incident has sparked debate online, with some suggesting the robot was merely gesturing for the reporter to move forward. The robot, just in case you're not aware, it touched her bum. It touched her on her hiney. A little pat on the hiney. QSS responded by stating they prioritize attendee safety and had advised maintaining a safe distance from the robot during demonstrations. They have reviewed the incident and claimed that there were no deviation from Mohammed's expected behavior, but will take additional measures to ensure safety. There you go. ChatGPT is lazy. AI robots are touching reporters inappropriately. Can we maybe teach these things the better side of humanity, if you don't mind? You know, like, take a second to teach it charity. Oh, dear. Let's see what people are saying. Barrow says, he's like God. You can't see him, though you know he's there. That's the Natch. Can we have a Probo approved for Barrow, please?
Probo approved.
The Natch, he's like God. You can't see him, but you know he's there. Omnipresent. I love it. The Bridge, maybe you need your fridge hooked up, Rob. Why would I hook up an empty fridge? Why would I do that? You know what I mean? I know how many frozen pizzas I own. I don't need advisement from the internet. Anyway, final piece of news. We're going to get into a piece of news now that is fascinating. An interesting editorial piece by, I think it was the New York Times. Yeah, the New York Times. Interesting piece. It's not behind a paywall, so you can actually get to this if you're interested. The link will be in my Patreon. AI is learning what it means to be alive. La inteligencia artificial está aprendiendo lo que significa estar vivo. Artificial intelligence is learning what it is to be alive. In a groundbreaking study, researchers at Stanford used artificial intelligence, similar to the technology behind ChatGPT, to discover biological insights, leading to the identification of Norn cells, N-O-R-N, Norn cells, a rare kidney cell type involved in some kind of enzyme or protein production. And it's done this within just 6 weeks. This discovery process, which historically took humans over a century, was achieved by training computers on vast amounts of cell data without predefining their functions or characteristics. This approach marks a significant advancement in how AI can be utilized to unravel complex biological phenomena, potentially accelerating future medical and scientific discoveries. Yes. Right, guys, right, angelic podcast listeners, live radio listeners, Natch, the world beyond, right? Isn't this why we all bought into the promise of technology? To actually improve our lives, not create nude photos of starlets, no, to actually, you know, improve the quality of life for we mere mortals. This is a kind of AI news story I want to read. You know, we've heard about AI being used in the development of new antibiotics and things like that. Now, AI unleashed to discover the history or the mysteries behind the human body. I think this is fascinating stuff. Again, a link to the article in my Patreon. But right now, friends, we have to go to an unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
All right, friends, it is unpopular opinion time. Time for today's brain fart, today's pedocerebral, today's pedomental, today's riada. I shared it with you courtesy of the Natch, sponsored by Natch. Natch inside. Thank you, Natch. Words. Home ownership is overrated. What did you say, Natch? Estar proprietario de vivienda?
Tener una propiedad privada.
Ah, tener una propiedad privada.
O ser propietario.
Ser propietario. Oh, Natch. There you go. Dude, concise, perfect, to the point. Ser propietario está sobrevalorada. Being a homeowner or home ownership is overrated. Está sobrevalorada. This was quite a fevered debate between a bunch of us during the lunchtime show last week. I believe it was Friday. So I released this question into the wild last night on Instagram. Can you guess how they voted? Home ownership is overrated. Can you guess how they voted, Natch?
True.
62%. False. Interesting, because the more and more I hear and read about the economy, about people who've invested in homes, the more and more I hear that it is not perhaps the wisest investment. In fact, you hear homeowners regretting their decision to have purchased a home, either at the time that they did or the intrinsic value of that home that you then, it's not free like many of us who rent would believe. There are lots of hidden costs. Well, look, we're going to dig into this right now, and I want to know your opinion. Our decision makers in the chat, you will tell me in the break, is home ownership overrated or not? Vero here says, everyone would like to own a house, but nowadays it's not easy due to different causes, says Vero. I think the primary cause is it's just so expensive, right? Is it expensive, or do we just not have wages not kept up with inflation? I think it's a bit of both. I think not only have wages not kept up with inflation, I think that the price of property nowadays is just inaccessible for your average person, even your average couple. So let's check this out. I thoroughly tortured those elves this morning. Oh boy, poor things. And they provided me with four pros and four cons with regards to this argument. Let's get into it. So in the pro column, saying home ownership is overrated, ser propietario está sobrevalorada. All right, financial burden. Owning a home comes with a multitude of financial responsibilities beyond just the mortgage payment, including property taxes, maintenance costs, insurance, and repairs. These expenses can be unpredictable and significantly higher than renting, when the landlord typically covers maintenance costs. It's a fair point. Look, if my dishwasher, my washing machine, if it loses its internet connection, no, if it breaks down, I get in touch with my landlord. Hey, man, can you come and see my appliances? Or I've got a problem with mold or whatever. My air conditioning's broken. I have someone I can reach out to, and that gets magically fixed. I have to deal with that. Lack of flexibility. Homeowners are generally less mobile than renters. Selling a home can be a lengthy and complicated process, which can be a disadvantage for those who need to relocate frequently for work or personal reasons. This lack of flexibility can limit career and lifestyle choices. Boy, there's a lot of truth to that. Had I bought a house 10 years ago, I probably wouldn't have been paying as much as I would pay now if I were to buy one. But that would have immediately stopped me from moving to Fuerteventura for a few years. It would have hindered what were great experiences in my life. That adage, you know, that old saying, the things you own end up owning you, you know, kind of comes into play here when we talk about home ownership. Okay, next, market risk. The housing market can be volatile. While homes can appreciate in value, they can also depreciate, as seen during the financial crises. This makes home ownership a riskier investment than it's often portrayed to be. And final point here, in the pro column, the large upfront cost and of a down payment and ongoing expenses tied up in home ownership could be invested elsewhere with potentially higher returns. Renters can invest in diverse portfolios or other opportunities that may not be as heavy a financial burden as a mortgage. Interesting. So those are your pros agreeing with the statements that saying, yeah, home ownership is overrated. When you add up all the additional costs as well as being tied down to one place, surely that must make us think twice, right? But there is another side to this argument, the con column saying, no. Home ownership is valuable, friends. So let's dig into that right now. Wealth building. Over time, homeowners typically build equity in their property, which can contribute significantly to their net worth. Even if the market fluctuates, long-term trends in real estate typically show growth, making it a solid investment for many. And that has been the truth, you know, for the longest time. You know, invest in property because in the long term, it always appreciates in value. My question is, in 100 years, when there are just a lot fewer humans on the planet, will that still be the case? Or will we be awash with vacant properties? Interesting question. Next point, stability and security. Owning a home provides a sense of stability and security that renting cannot. Homeowners have control over their living situation without the risk of eviction or lease non-renewal. Lease non-renewal is when you have a landlord and they don't want you to stay there. They want you out. And they can make modifications to their home to suit their tastes and needs. That's true as well. Oh my God, would I love to repaint my house? I know I can't. Or if I did have to, I'd have to ask someone else's permission, even though they don't live there. Let's move on. Tax benefits. In many places, homeowners can benefit from tax deductions, such as mortgage interest and property taxes, which can make homeownership more affordable than it appears at first glance. And final point here, in the con column, disagreeing with today's unpopular opinion, the psychological benefits. There is a strong emotional and psychological appeal to owning a home. It can provide a sense of accomplishment, belonging, and personal freedom. For many, it represents a milestone of success and personal achievement. That rings quite true for me. Remember one of the things my grandfather was most proud of, Grandpa Bo, was owning a home. And he certainly instilled me with that same sense of pride of achievement of being able to own my own home. I don't. But it's always been something that is in the back of my mind. But then whenever I bring it up to anyone who knows more about money and investments than me, they always say, whoa, put on the brakes. Hold up. Wait a second. All is not as rosy, as good as it appears on the surface. Owning a home isn't really that much in your self-interest. How do you feel about this, Natch? What's your feeling here?
I used to think that it was important to have a home. Not anymore. Not anymore.
What is it? What's the biggest factor for you that makes you think, well, no. If I had to do it all again, I probably wouldn't buy my home. What's the biggest detractor for you?
Because, for example, if everything goes well, it's okay. If you have a nice mortgage, a nice neighborhood, but for example, you have, as I have now, problems with your neighbors. Oof. What do you do?
Yeah.
It's your home. Well, it's like you have to sell it. If you are hiring, you was like bye bye.
Yeah.
Go to another place, and then problems solved.
Yeah, problems with your neighbors. Yeah, exactly. You can't choose who lives next to you. Mm-hmm. You know, that's someone else's problem, and then you're stuck with that problem forever, like luggage. And by the way, I'm really sorry about the music, Natch. I can't help it. I need my reggaeton all night. You know? Buy some headphones. I don't know. Jeez, I can't believe he shamed me on live radio. All right, so there you go. Those are your pros and cons, my friends. I see a lot of comments in the chat from Vero, Bridge, Carmen, from all of you guys. We'll get to those when we come back. Guys, thank you so much for participating in today's fascinating unpopular opinion. Home ownership, ser proprietario, home ownership is overrated. Está sobrevalorada. Is it? Is that old brain worm that you have to own your own home, is that a fallacy? Is that leading us down a poor investment path? Well, we'll hopefully get some conclusion to this through the break when our decision makers vote on the poll. So don't forget to do that, guys. Friends, so many things you could have been doing this morning, but instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you in a few minutes. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay. On with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to today's show. You've still got a few minutes to vote on today's poll. It's very, very tight right now. Okay, if you just tuned in, what have you missed? We spoke about a homeowner in San Francisco who was surprised to find that his LG washing machine was consuming approximately 3.6 gigabytes of internet daily. Jeez Louise. He's watching The Lord of the Rings. He's getting... The washing machine is getting caught up on Stranger Things. You know, don't judge. Yeah, 3.6 gigabytes, apparently equivalent to streaming 1 hour of high-definition video. So the washing machine is watching one episode of Stranger Things a day. All right, an AI robot sparked outrage. Spark outrage. Provoca indignación. After groping a reporter during a live interview. Jeez Louise. Human, they're becoming too human in the wrong way. Okay? Tech people, you know, roll it back a little bit. I want more 3PO, less Donald Trump. All right, and then AI is learning what it means to be alive. A fascinating article from the New York Times there on how large, like the same technology behind large language models is uncovering some of the mysteries behind the human body. Fascinating stuff. All right, and then we moved on to today's unpopular opinion, which was home ownership is overrated. Ser proprietario está sobrevalorado, someone told me in the chat. Right, Natch? Sobrevalorado. All right, thank you. Thank you, Vero. Can we get an evil laugh off of Vero?
Vaya nivelazo.
You guys, best teachers out there. We did get quite a lot of messages here. I want to read some that we got from the audience. Carmen says, I would say true because many of the disadvantages of owning a home, like taking care of every problem in the house or building, community expenses, taxes, messy neighbors, always living in the same place, and getting rid of those things only happens when you sell, which nowadays is a miracle. Oh my god, a lot of people voted today in the live poll, Natch. I think you might be a bit surprised by the results. I kind of agree. I don't know if I'm agreeing though, because of my own kind of cognitive bias. I don't own a home, so therefore I'm happy in my lack of home ownership. Does that make sense? Let's see. Let's continue on. I've got a lot of corrections there. Min's with us all the way from the Netherlands. How you doing, Min? Yeah, quite a Spanish position, says Carmen. And I think she's referring here to the idea that, you know, you must own a home. It's a sign of stability in your life. It's a success. You feel successful when you own your own home. Certainly something that was passed to me by my grandfather, that feeling. Or even though I don't own a home, it has been a goal of mine for many, many years. Only recently have I kind of stopped to question that idea, having heard from so many people currently tied up in homes saying, don't do it. It's not, there are better places to put your money. Yeah, interesting. You said something interesting during that show, Netch, I remember, saying you should only own a home to rent. Yeah, right. What was it? You actually said something about assets, right?
Yeah, I've been reading some books, and apparently what you have to do is to buy assets and to rent passives, or I don't know how to say it, or liabilities. And apparently that's what you have to do, buy things that put money in your pocket, rent things that gets the money out.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you buy the things that can generate income and rent the things that take income away from you. Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. This is not the first time I've heard this, but maybe the first time, Natch, I've heard it quite so eloquently, you know? Richard Vaughan says the same thing. When I was mentioning to him that I was looking for a place in ages ago in Galicia, he said, don't buy a place. It's a money pit. Don't do it. Interesting stuff. All right, so there you go. That's today's unpopular opinion, that home ownership is overrated. Ser proprietario. I did get some comments on Instagram with regards to this one. Tina, she says, honestly, owning a home is... owning a huge home isn't so eco-friendly. All right, Tina. It's all about minimizing our footprint and building a community. All right. Not every element of this show is about it's about the ecosystem. But thank you. Derek says, I see it differently. Home ownership is a milestone and a sign of success. It's an investment, not just in property, but in your own status and future. Is it though? Is it more of an emotional investment than a financial one? Because from everything I've come to discover over the last year, it seems to be more of an emotional milestone than it is a financial one. Do you know what I mean? For me, that would be the case. You know, if I had enough disposable income to put into a home, then fine. You know, I'll buy a house. I'll have a house there. Wicked. Great. Okay. Let's set up the streamers, have a housewarming party. But I don't. None of us do. Should we not be making our investments a little more wisely? Interesting point. Lucy says, I'm all for the less is more lifestyle. Why chain yourself to a mortgage when the world is your oyster? The world is your oyster. Why you're free to do anything and go anywhere? Why tie yourself down with a mortgage, says Lucy. It's true. I mean, yeah, the things you own eventually end up owning you, right? You know, I notoriously live quite light. Like, I can move house in a day, if necessary. One van load, and I'm out. In fact, the only thing that occupies space that I own, Natch, is my paintings. I've got a ton of the damn things now. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. You don't need so much stuff. We live in a world where we have to rent a second tiny house to fit all the stuff we've bought that we don't want to throw away. We're living in a society with Syndrome de Diógenes. With hoarders. Yeah, I know, that was impressive. Thank you. Thank you, Natch. You picked up on that one. Yeah, like, what is going on here, guys? You know, I know we live in a world of abundance. Doesn't mean we need to rent extra space to store and hoard our things. We're not Gollum, right? Anyway, Ernesto, first time writer, says, there's something to be said for roots, owning a home and passing it down through the generations. It's about legacy. It's not just a building. Yeah, I see your point. But look, how many families, you know, we're not reproducing like we were before, you know? Like, if I inherit a house, I have no one to pass it on to. What happens to that house? You know, falls into disrepair. What happens to it? Do I give it away to charity? What do I do with it? You know, and there are, here in Spain, there are, at least there were, I want to speak in the present because I'm not sure what the current situation is. But I remember maybe 10 years ago reading about the amount of houses unoccupied that were inherited by children, grandchildren. And these houses are just empty. Didn't they say something about a tax snatch for the houses you own that go on, or the houses, apartments, viviendas to say it, that go unoccupied? If you own a place that is not occupied, you have to pay an extra tax on that or something. I read something about that somewhere. Yeah, I don't know if that's the case. It may not be. Urs is here. I guess only people who aren't owning a home say that. It's like when you see a Maserati and you think it's not worth it, says Urs. Carmen, or you inherit a house, you must pay an immortal amount of taxes in taxes. Yeah. Yeah. I really don't want to inherit anything, I'll be honest. It just seems like more hassle than it's worth. But interesting. I understand what you mean. It seems to me that the idea of owning a home is not so much about the financial investment, but more about an emotional kind of, an emotional stamp, kind of a check in a box that you're succeeding at life. You know, what do you do? How much do you earn? Do you own a home? Do you have a family? Are we not past that a little bit in society? Is our idea of ownership not evolving? Let's see. Let's see, because we'll go right now to the decision makers and what they said. So I released a poll in the chat saying home ownership is overrated. And you guys said... Drrr. 50-50, Natch. Yeah, yeah. Believe it or not, quite a few people voting. And it landed on 50-50. All right, undecided. I'll take that. I'll take that. It does seem to me to be a lot more of an emotional milestone than a financial one. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you have the income, if you have the income to be able to support that kind of an investment, it being purely emotional, then fine. Fine, but it does seem to be in the long run, it's cheaper to rent. And then, you know, it also gives you the not only financial freedom, but personal freedom to uproot and move if you feel it's necessary. The world is a lot smaller than it used to be. Our grandparents didn't have the ease of movement, the access to the rest of Europe as we do now. It's never been as easy to be a globetrotter as it is nowadays. Carmen says, it's all about families and perpetuating a legacy, which I find a bit old-fashioned post-war view. We might think whether it makes sense nowadays. Interesting point, the ecological point. Material possessions shouldn't be a goal, I think. I kind of agree with Carmen here. I guess for my final thought is that we're moving, it seems to be that society is moving or evolving its idea of ownership and what ownership means. And I think maybe we should be moving along with it. More and more nowadays, we rent cars for short trips. We rent bikes to move, bikes or patinettes or scooters to move around the city. You know, more and more, we're getting used to not owning physical media, just kind of renting it from a provider, Netflix, Disney, Amazon Prime. If our idea of ownership is changing, surely that should maybe spread across everything, including home ownership. Judging by the results of the poll, I'd say that's not true right now, but maybe soon, if we do this topic in a couple of years' time, it will be. But you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that? He'd say, Rob, that's just your opinion, and opinions are like buttholes. Everyone has one, and they all stink. Let's go to today's 100 Humans. Oh my God. It was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans and I asked them all a question. Today's question was, where are we? Name a desirable feature when looking for a home to buy or rent. Nombra un característica deseable al buscar una casa para comprar o alquilar una vivienda, lo que sea. All right. So here we go. Name a desirable feature when looking for a home to buy or rent. I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I'm in possession of the top 7 answers right here. Your job in the chat is to identify those top 7 answers. How are you doing, Sam? Joining us also in the chat. All right, let's go. A very big thank you to La Chica de la Segunda Fila, Izzy, Nessa Finessa, Rafelka, Raz, Gemma Ricino, Materia Oscura, Ravdos, Ana Kassan, Carmen, Vero, Pedro, and everyone else who interacted on Instagram with today's question. All right, let's see. Okay, as always, we go to the Oracle for the first answer. What do you think, Natch? Something, a desirable feature when looking for a home to buy or rent?
Low price.
Price. Natch says, the price. Is price there? Vero agrees in the audience. Vero agrees. A bunch of people also said that in on Instagram. Gemma said price. cheap prices, yeah. A lot of people said price. Okay. Is price there? Yes, it is. Well done. I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off right now. Eugene says a balcony. Una terraza. Right. As did Izzy. As did La Chica de la Segunda... No, it wasn't La Chica. Someone else. Raz having a terrace. Balcony is not there, friends. Balcony is not there. Wah, wah, wah. Do you have a balcony, Natch?
No, I don't.
No, I mean... I get it. It's nice to have a bit of outside, you know, in your home. Would it be a deal breaker for you if you're looking for a place? Do you need a balcony? No, I don't need a balcony. I don't care. I can get less. It'd be nice to have somewhere to hang my laundry. That's true. Anyway, so balcony is not there. Sorry, friends. Okay, Sam says a garden. That it has a garden. It's a great question, a great answer. Raz's garden as well. Is garden there? No, it's not there. Sorry. Sam also says natural light. Natural light. The sun hits it, says Anakasan. A bunch of people saying natural light. You know, that's the sad thing about my place, Natch. The sun never directly hits my house. Sad. I'm always in darkness. But as you know, I am a gremlin. I do enjoy the darkness. Like a troll. Is natural light there? Not really, no. I can't give it to you. Okay, let's continue. Where are we? A good neighborhood. A good neighborhood. Barrio, or would you say vecindario? Right.
Será posible. Vaya nivelazo.
A good neighborhood is a good neighborhood there. A bunch of people said this on on Instagram. Just reading Ravdos here says a Probo, a shrine to Probo. You should all have one by now. A shrine or a waifu pillow. One side is me, the other side is Natch. So you can go rotating. All right. Is a good neighborhood there? Yes, it is. Well done. Good neighborhood. Good neighborhood. Something you can see, obviously, before moving in, if it's a nice neighborhood or not. But you can never, as Nat said before, you can never tell the quality of your neighbors. You never know. I'm not going to ask Natch what the problem with the neighbors are. But I'm just going to guess.
It's noise.
Yeah. Is it noise? Yeah. They're the worst. All right, let's see. Okay. Balcony, good neighborhood. Being warm in winter and cool in the summer. Being warm in the winter. Yeah. Okay, you know what? I'm going to give that. You know that it's kind of... that the place is... eco-friendly, that you don't have to spend a fortune on bills. You know, kind of natural light plays a part in that, whether it's, you know, how it maintains the heat. So if it's eco-friendly, well done. Well done to, I think that was Carmen. All right, let's continue. Outward facing, plenty of windows, says the bridge. You guys sound like, you know, if I'm ever going to look for a place to rent, I'm going to bring the audience with me. Okay, here we go. Born to Iron Man says nearby services. Like amenities, comodidades. You know, is it near a school? Is it near a hospital? Is it near, you know, a college, whatever? Police station? Nearby services or amenities. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done, BTI. Jeez Louise, you're on fire. Let's see. Eugene says, parking. Does it have parking? Like, does it have a driveway or do you have your own parking in the building? Parking. Is parking there? Yes, it is. Well done. Holy cow. Again, I don't drive, so I would never look at this. The 100 humans had me on this one. Parking, 14 of 100 humans in fourth place. You guys have only got two left to get. Okay, let's see. Close to facilities, says Sam. Yeah, well done. That was there. Accessibility, says my handsome husband. Accessibility. Well, yeah, accessibility. Someone else said the place. But BTI said the place. Accessibility. Let's say location. Ubicación. Location. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done, friends. Sam, BTI, it's the number one answer. 19 of 100 humans said the location. Ubicación. Well done. There's only one more answer to get. I can't believe I have to give a clue for this one. It's hard not to make a dirty joke when it comes to this. You know, perhaps you've got a lot of stuff. You don't want to rent storage. Yeah. Or maybe you're living alone. There is one thing you should take into consideration, you know? If you're living alone or you have a large family, you need to take this thing into consideration. What is that thing? Do you know, Natch?
I don't know. Number of bedrooms? I don't know.
Kind of the number of bedrooms.
Size?
The size, Natch! Well done, El Tamaño. Well done, well done. Sam says, privacy, Carmen, a dark room. Nice. Rob, I spent quarantine stuck in a 60-meter flat alone with my mum, but it faces east, south, and west with tons of sunlight just off Laredo Beach. My lockdown was glorious. I spent my lockdown in a 30-meter square apartment. It was horrendous. Thanks. All right, there you go, friends. You've done it. Let's go through the list. I asked 100 humans to name a desirable feature, característica deseable, when you're looking for a home to buy or rent. In position number
7,
we had neighborhood, vecindario, barrio, 7th place. In position number
6,
is the eco-friendly nature of it. Do you get natural light? Is it easy to heat? Is it easy to cool? So the eco-friendly nature of it. In position number
5,
it's what amenities does it offer? Or comodidades, I think you'd say. In position number
4,
does it have parking, aparcamiento? In position number
3,
the size. Are we going to pretend that size doesn't matter? Come on. It doesn't. It's how you use your house that's important. All right, in position number
2.
Now, 18 of 100 humans said the price. The price is something they're paying attention to. And finally, in position number
1.
The location, El Ubicación. Well done, Sam. Well done, BTI. And a big thank you to all of you again that reached out on Instagram. Cost, location, access to common amenities. Fiber internet is a good one. I would say that's under amenities. These are all from Ravdos. The condition of the house, in what condition the house is in. It's super important as well. I wish I had time to read out all of these guys because you do great work with them when you're getting back to me. Again, you can interact with everything with my account on Instagram at @professionalbohemian. Let's go to complete the news.
Complete the news!
Okay, our final task for today is complete the news. I'm going to give you a real news headline, un titular, but I'm going to leave out some important information. Your job in the chat is to complete the news using the three options I give you. Okay, if you're one of the many people watching the show right now and haven't said anything, this is your moment, because all you have to write is A, B, or C. Here we go. Francis Blank Francis Blank. So, yeah. Francis Blank is or are. So, Francis Blank is endangering or are endangering species in Asia, say campaigners. El La Blanc de Francia está o están poniendo en peligro especies en Asia, dicen los activistas. Well, what is it? Oh, France, what are you doing? So Francis Blanc is or are endangering species in Asia. Is it Francis' appetite for frog's legs? Apetito para las patas de rana. Is it B, skin cream addiction? Adicción a las cremas para la piel? Or is it C, zoos? A zoo thought in Spanish, zoo. A, B, or C, Francis Blank is or are endangering species in Asia. Is it A, appetite for frog's legs? Patas de rana. B, skin cream addiction. Or C, zoos. A, B, or C, ancas de rana, I'm seeing here. What do you think, Natch?
C.
You think C, zoos. France's zoos are endangering species in Asia. Could be. The chat, I think for the memes, have gone for A. Their appetite for frog's legs. Let's see who's right, shall we? All right, here we go. Francis. The answer is A, appetite for frog's legs. Again, you will find this news story on my Patreon, but it's true. France's significant consumption of frog's legs is causing environmental and conservation concerns, according to over 500 experts, including scientists and veterinarians. Yeah. Have you ever eaten frog's legs, Natch?
No, never.
No, me neither. Apparently, it tastes like chicken. My question is, eat chicken, man. It's bigger. Anyway, all right, guys, that's the show for today. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. It's honestly an honor. We'll be back tomorrow with more. So many things you could have been doing today. Instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you next time.